This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the big show. Two in the books, still one to go. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59 location. Stop by and see us. Great place to catch all the March Madness. And, of course, eats, drinks, scenic views, inside, outside. Patios are available. Patio seating's available. But, again, all the TVs you want, all the great service and the friendly faces, and fantastic food. Again, you went with the shrimp, Barry. I went with the shrimp and chicken platter. It's fantastic. The 29-degree beers,
yes, it is.
Regardless of the temperature outside, the brew is 29 degrees and cold and ready to go, and friendly faces to serve you. It is always good to be at Twin Peaks.
Sorry for the heavy breathing.
You okay?
Yeah, NASCAR Johnny's here. He was at my show in San Antonio,
yeah,
and he said, hey, I'm going to buy a shirt from you at the live broadcast on Kirby, so bring some shirts. Well, I have my show tonight, so my shirts are in the trunk, so it all worked out. But I went to the trunk to go get a shirt for him. I'm exhausted.
You been working out?
No, not at all. That one day I told you I ran was the first time I've run in forever, and I haven't run since. So I'm pretty exhausted. And by the way, Nick, the feedback from the text line is that you were terrible at that.
Yeah, I see it on Twitter.
Yeah,
it's
a disaster. Your pick. Somebody said Nick isn't bad. Nick is terrible. You make it so freaking unbearable. So the 610 meltdown has reared its ugly head. And then several people said, you think styrofoam peanuts are spicy. So, I don't think that went well for you, Nicholas. After you, and I'm glad, because after all that, I announced when I saw the tweet that it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch versus Captain Crunch in the finals with CTC taking the win. And Nick told me that I was a bad fat ass. He goes, you're terrible at being fat ass. So that's what he gets.
I was just going to call you out on your spelling of raisin, but then I knew what the ramifications were, so I let it go.
Who spelled raisin? Oh, did I spell it wrong?
Yes.
Oh, you just called me out on it. All right, well, guess who's blocked on Twitter now?
No, because I didn't call you out on Twitter, and I also did not say who misspelled anything.
You literally just said it. You're getting blocked on Twitter now.
Don't do me any favors.
Yeah.
All right, so Rockets tonight against the Spurs. Is it still fair to say two hottest teams in the NBA?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you can still say that.
I think, obviously, the Spurs had won 9 of 10, and then they dropped one to the Heat the other night. The Rockets, obviously, with the unfortunate loss to the Grizzlies the other night. But, again, this could be a potential first-round matchup.
It actually can, and especially with everybody being so bunched up there together. That's the Spurs, who they just lose to? They had the bad loss to Miami, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a home game for the Rockets, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, because Nick is gone tonight.
Yep. I mean, the thing is, to me,
a week ago I would have told you I was extremely confident that they win this game, hands down. I don't know. Do you feel like they might be losing steam a little?
I think the Rockets will win tonight.
Okay.
But I think if you can avoid the Spurs in the first round, you want to do it, simply from what I've said all along. When you've got a coach like Pop and his staff, and they can scheme for you for a seven-game series, and they're not focused on anything else other than the Houston Rockets. And they look for ways that they can either take the ball out of James's hand or double him and make someone else beat them and rotate accordingly.
Yeah.
I think it could give the Rockets some problems, because you've got a nice mix of youth and a lot of veterans that can still play a little bit when you talk about DeRozan and Rudy Gay and Aldridge and all those guys. So I think that's – if the Rockets can hang on to the three seed or whatever it takes – hang on to that seed, get that home court advantage, but in the process of doing so, make sure that you avoid the Spurs if you can do it.
Virtually tied with the Blazers, the Rockets are right now. And then you've got, obviously, the four-way tie, 5-8, with the Thunder, Spurs, Jazz, and Clippers. Going to be a fun – how many games is left?
Like
nine, ten games left?
Yeah.
Going to be a fun final week and a half of the season for sure, especially if you're watching the standings. Interestingly enough, there are more teams in the West that are out of the playoffs – than have clinched at this point. Everybody out includes the Pelicans, Grizzlies, Mavericks, and Suns. Of course, I don't think anyone thinks that the Sacramento Kings have a shot at the eight seed.
No, that's over with. Although, give the Kings credit.
They're not mathematically eliminated, but they pretty much are.
The fact that we just mentioned the Kings' relevancy in March means that they're doing something. They finally made the right picks. They have the right management in place to do the basketball operations side of things. And they are going to be a team to be reckoned with in the future, starting with the kid right here in your own backyard. De'Aaron Fox has proven that he is one hell of a talent.
Well, he really is. He's flourished getting out of L.A.
And you got Buddy Hield as a shooting guard.
Yeah.
You went with Bagley from Duke as a big man. Willie Cauley-Stein. They got a nice nucleus now that they're putting together.
Yeah, they really do.
In the next couple of years, that's an up-and-coming team.
Yes, indeed it is.
So it'll be interesting. Nick, you're going tonight. I think, look.
How many home games are left for the Rockets?
Not many.
I need to get out there.
I think it's like seven of the last nine or something like that, but I think they finished with a more road-heavy schedule.
Let's see. This is who the Rockets have left. Tonight at home against San Antonio, on the road Sunday against New Orleans, then on the road Tuesday against Milwaukee, then home for Denver and Sacramento, then back on the road for Sacramento and L.A. Clippers. Home for two more with the Knicks and the Suns, and then on the road for the final game of the season against Oklahoma City.
Yeah. That game could be big when you talk about seeding. And OKC has faltered a little bit.
Yeah.
But when you talk about the three teams that we were discussing that were in the mix for 3, 4, 5, it was Oklahoma City, Portland, and Houston. And again, whether you're the 4 seed having to host the 5 seed, or you just want to make sure that you take care of business in the first round, home court's going to be important this year. That's why, if it is between those three teams, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. That last game of the regular season when most teams are resting their main players may mean something.
Yeah, 10 games left, 5 on the road, 5 at home. That, like you said, the most important one probably is that Oklahoma City game. I mean, the Denver game is important because you don't want to lose any more games down the stretch.
Plus,
that might be the
you've
got Milwaukee and Denver and the Thunder is probably your most difficult games
absolutely
left.
And two of those teams are also playing for something as well. We know the Thunder are. Actually, all three of them are because Milwaukee's in a dogfight with the Raptors for best seed in the East.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, the Nuggets are within striking distance of the Warriors for the overall 1 seed in the West, which is unheard of, but it's possible. And when you factor in the altitude in Denver in a 7-game series, that would be big for the Nuggets.
Yeah, it really would. I'm interested to see what their schedule versus.
And while you look that up, you actually bring up a good point. Because for most of the teams coming down the stretch, they are heavy with teams 500 and above.
Spurs still have to face the Rockets and the Celtics. So they're 9-2 in their last 11. And then they face
The Spurs?
Yeah, the Spurs face the Rockets and the Celtics. So if they get through these two teams after that, all they have to beat is the Hornets and the Cavaliers. So that would be a great little run for the Spurs, considering there are 3 games behind the Rockets.
What's their remaining schedule other than that, though, Nick? Is it mostly laden with teams that are lottery-bound, or is there some more playoff teams besides the
After
Rockets?
After that, you got Kings, Hawks, Nuggets. The Nuggets are good, obviously, and Wizards. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that the Spurs have the 4th easiest strength of schedule left in the NBA. Their strength of schedule is a 451. Golden State has a 455. Houston has a 499, which puts them at 15th. Denver has a 539, which is 7th. So
the keys are battling Oklahoma City.
Yeah, if Denver is battling Golden State for that one spot, it's a pretty big gap between their strength of schedule. Oklahoma City has the 4th toughest schedule left.
That's big.
With a 556 winning percentage. And you said Portland.
Yep.
They are 20th with a 483. So
I would look at come down between the Rockets and the Blazers for that 3-4.
Yeah.
Based on what you said about where Oklahoma City sits. But it'll be interesting because, again, the Spurs went from an early get-out-of-the-gates-quick start that we all expected them to fall off on. But now, after having some downtimes, they jumped right back in. This hot streak has propelled them to where they are right in the mix, going to be a playoff team. And the thing that you mentioned yesterday is a big deal, too. It's not just 3, 4, 5. The fact that 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is all within just a game or two, it's going to make it real interesting down the stretch for all those teams.
Yeah, if you're Toronto with the easiest remaining schedule, do you start resting some folks? Because they have the easiest schedule left. I mean,
well, you're resting Lowry. He's got a sprained ankle, for one. But for two, because Milwaukee lost to Cleveland the other night,
that's true.
They're only
two
games out of the number one spot in the East, and that would be big because we know how good those teams in the East are, and home floor is going to be a big factor in some of those series. And you got to go up north and play in Canada in that environment with that home fan base – Toronto would love to have the home court.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Lowry having a sprained ankle and being questionable in all these games coming up, that's going to be key for them.
Another interesting note about schedules, Denver has 12 games left.
Really?
So that's, I mean, when you start talking about half games and games behind and stuff,
right?
Having those two extra games, well, Golden State has 11, so it's really just a half a game difference between the two. But that's 12 games seems like
a little bit more than most.
Yeah,
yeah, that means they had it easy early, obviously.
There are teams with only 8 games left.
Yeah.
New Orleans has 8 left, and there's a few that have 9. So, yeah, a little imbalance on the scheduling, but it all works out in the end.
So it'll be interesting to see the Rockets down the stretch. Good news is, for the most part, they're healthy. They did sit Eric Gordon the other night, didn't need him. The only thing I would be concerned about there is Chris Paul's played a lot of minutes, and we know that his legs and his hamstrings are going to be the key to anything they do, regardless of Harden or anybody else. He's got to stay healthy and give him a sidekick. So let's see how that goes. Maybe, as you mentioned, Barry, with rest being a factor, if the Rockets do kind of solidify a position, Chris Paul's the first guy I'm resting. Him and
no
Harden.
No doubt. I probably would rest Harden first.
But Harden's durable. One thing he's shown is no matter how many minutes he's played, he bounces back and he's able to play.
I know he's a gamer, but dude, as
Chris
much
Paul
as
isn't,
as
man.
Yeah, maybe you just rest both of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because he scares me, man.
Yeah, you're right. The injuries, you're right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so we're going to continue to roll. We are here at Twin Peaks, 59 and Kirby location. All of the usual suspects rolling
all
in.
All the suspects
and,
are in.
Always good to see the smiling faces.
Jerry and his eyebrows. We got NASCAR Johnny in the building. Yeah, everybody's here.
Two of the best lacrosse players in the city have just joined us at the bar. So we're all here. You should be here, too. And then when we get off the air, Barry's going to fill in for AJ and take over the Blitz with Fred till 7. It should be a lot more fun, games and shenanigans. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey-o! We're here! The Usual Suspects and our boy Jerry is in the house, as the suspects are all over, and we appreciate them, as always, coming out to say hello as we broadcast live from the Kirby and 59 location of Twin Peaks. Great place to get your madness on. Eats, drinks, scenic views, as well as all the games on all the TVs, with the exception of one that randomly had wrestling on earlier. That was weird.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the college wrestling.
Yeah, who requested that?
I thought you'd be like WWE wrestling.
No. Someone will request NASCAR, but no.
Couple texts from the text line. Someone suggested that Nick is the hunter of breakfast cereals. That's not good, Nick. That's not, you don't want to be associated with
that. I feel like that's
that.
A recycled joke, because someone called me the hunter of producers on ESPN 97.5.
Well, someone's out there recycling it on the text line.
Like all that dumbass stuff this morning that John and Lance and Raheel started.
Oh, the
comparing us all the characters on what?
Game of Thrones? Yeah, I didn't understand that. And then Lance Ford or somebody tries to take a shot at me and says I was the gay guy.
Really?
I'm like, you're better than that, Lance. That's awful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was that whole thing to me. And Jermaine was knee-deep in it. And I was like, dude, you're lucky I don't watch the show.
See, I watch the show, but I don't know all the characters by heart. And the one thing that they didn't do, because I went and told Lance, because I told the other guy, Lance, the listener, to F off.
Oh, good.
And then, because, you know, I keep it classy.
Yeah, at least you didn't respond.
And then Lance was like, wait, what? So I had to go tell Lance while I was there recording the podcast. I was like, no, not you, the other Lance. Because he was trying to imply that, I switched teams, which wasn't even funny.
Is this after the divorce?
Yeah, but I did ask him. I was like, what was going on? And he said, oh, we were just saying who we were
from
Game of Thrones.
But you know, like, Granado and them. Then they had to stir it up and go, let's talk about other people on the stage.
Yeah, and apparently they said, no, we're not going to do that. Like, Dale wanted to, or Raheel, and the other two were like, no, because people get sensitive about that. And they don't want to do it. Which I told him I'm all for that, because I was trying to figure out, like, who would be. Like, Charlie has to be the midget, right? That's for sure. Is that, what's his name, Tyler? Tyrion. Yeah, that's Charlie. That's where we start.
Does Tyrion got small feet?
Well, he's a midget, so
right.
Or a little person. A little person.
Easy now.
That's my bad. He's a little person, so that's Charlie.
Okay.
And then I said AJ was the Husky chick night. That's AJ, right? Is that's
your
what's
world.
Her name?
That's your world,
she's
Chief. We live in that one.
Yeah, she's the one that's AJ, and then Fred is the Hound. I'm just trying to figure out like who we can shoot.
This is how the bench fills now, time on a slow week.
Yeah,
slow week. You got the NCAA tournament going on, and they're doing okay.
And then they said you were Ned Stark, and I was like, no, everybody liked Ned Stark. There's
thanks.
No way.
Thanks. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I got to be the gay guy, you can't be Ned Stark, okay?
They nailed it.
I'm not
they
having that. Yeah. I'm not having that. So.
Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, I thought that would have been a fun exercise, but then, of course, everybody had to ruin it, so it wasn't
everybody
fun.
Jumping in. And just like anything else, when you leave it open to interpretation from the listeners,
yes,
90% good,
yes,
10% bad.
Of course.
And the 10% normally gets the most vocal.
Nick, were you mean to Buddy at a Rocket game?
Not true at all.
Because Buddy said, Buddy here, if you're going to the Rockets game tonight, don't try to say hi to Nick. He's working hard at the game.
Well, I did tell him that I would meet him, and then I was going to tell him. Like, he messaged me a couple weeks before the game, but I can only meet you by my section. So he, like, texts me or tweets me his section. I can't just leave where I'm going and go all the way to his, you know what I mean? Because I only get 15 minutes in halftime, and that's the only time I could meet with anybody.
Right,
so
yeah.
I didn't mean to dodge, Buddy. I'm sorry. But I can't leave where I'm at for more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, you're working.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Barry, I'm at the bar about to buy y'all fireball shots. What?
I don't.
That didn't happen.
Someone's here?
Yeah, that didn't happen. I don't see a fireball shot.
My boy Ty is in the house. That's good to see.
Ty?
Stopping in, saying hi.
Yeah. Somebody said you're Littlefinger. I don't even. Which one is Littlefinger?
Yeah, I don't get all these. So
is he the one that lost his hand?
Someone asked if Clarence is here. He is indeed.
Oh.
Yeah, Big C is here.
Oh, behind the scenes. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. All right. Somebody asked about Lance's mock draft 2.0. Have you had a chance to look at it?
It's not, as far as I was concerned, it wasn't done yet as of this morning. But if it's up, we'll be talking about it, but I have not seen it yet.
It is out now. He still has Kyler Murray at 1, Nick Bosa at 2, Josh Allen 3, Quinnen Williams 4, and Devin White 5.
Okay. 12, please.
Other names, Ed Oliver at 12.
Oh, to the Green Bay Packers.
Does that excite you?
Wow. If they play him inside linebacker or outside linebacker, sure.
Okay. 13, he's got Dwayne Haskins going to the Dolphins.
Wait, so who does he have the Giants picking? Because that was the consensus pick for the Giants.
He's got DK Metcalf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's your OBJ replacement.
Yep, exactly. For the Texans, he has Greg Little, offensive tackle from Mississippi, happening at 23.
I like it, because then it does exactly what we had hoped, right, which is address the offensive line.
I loved his tweet today where he was like, hey, everybody that gets so worked up over a mock draft and how bad they are, you do realize that none of them are accurate, and they're never going to be, and you getting upset about it doesn't matter because they're just supposed to be for informational purposes.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to get into. The fact that at the end of the day, what I'd really like to see is, let's take all these people that do all these mocks, Kuiper Jr. and Todd McShay and Lance, all these people, and say, how many did they get right? How many did they get in the right proximity? Because a lot of times you might
get... But that's his point. It's never going to be
right. Yeah, and that's
what
I'd like to say, because so many people take it so seriously, but I'd like to see, hey, it's really doing something if you can say consistently you paired team and player correctly in the first round, in the second round.
I feel like it's really hard once you get past the first three or four picks.
Yeah, I don't want to go deep.
No, like even after the first three or four picks, like it's got to be really difficult to be accurate.
But I feel it, because I feel like the general fan consensus is they expect this to be like the word of God. Like coming from Lance or one of these mock draft people, what they say is as close to being accurate, coming true as anything, and then they get mad when it doesn't happen.
Oh, that's exactly what he was saying. It's like, why do people get so upset? They get so emotionally invested in a mock draft. And, I mean, it's like trying to predict the future or predict an NCAA bracket. You realize how inaccurate the science is, but you still have to say, this is who I think this team should draft at this spot based on needs. So what you really glean from a mock draft is this is what they feel like this team needs and should get at the spot. But yeah, people get really emotional about it on Twitter. If I was Lance, I would shut down Twitter during mock draft season. I just wouldn't even go there. I wouldn't want to see that.
Because I think to your point and Lance's point, one of the biggest things is that take the position group more than take the player. So take from a Texans perspective, it offensive makes tackle, me happy. Yeah. It's offensive tackle. I don't care the name. Sure, I care. But if you get one of the top tackles in that position, that means that's great. And the fact that he's saying they're targeting that, then I love it.
Yeah.
But take a step back when you think that these people are going to get every player's name correctly placed with the team. Because it's a science, but even then, it's an imperfect science. It's hard to do.
Yeah, and several people, by the way, including Candy, let me know, OU Mike called in trying to take shots at me and the show. And that's just him lashing out. He's big mad. And AR Platinum told me that as well, that he was on whatever show before Charlie, I guess John and Rahil with Lance,
yeah,
trashing me and us. And that would be great if I cared.
How long is this going to go for?
I don't care if OU Mike is big mad. Like, that's fine. He can be mad. But he's no longer welcome on this show. So he can say whatever he wants. I honestly don't care. Trust me, when I go to bed tonight, I won't be laying in bed tossing and turning because OU Mike said mean things about me on the radio, lashing out like a child. That's just not going to be something that happens. So,
yeah, I'm surprised that it's still even relevant.
Yeah, it's weird because he still texts the show. He hates it so much, but he still listens and texts. So
that is crazy.
There's that.
Yeah. Jerry giving us some good information on the question that I asked.
Oh?
Last year, both Todd McShay and Mel Kiper Jr. got 4 correct in their mocks.
Out of the first 32?
4 out of the first 32.
Told you.
McShay's were all in the top 10.
10 correct?
4 and 10? Oh, 4 out of the first 10 for McShay. Okay, so again, it's an imperfect science. That's the point to be made. Yeah, yeah. So it was. It was 4 each and 4 out of the first 10 for McShay.
You know what's not an imperfect science?
Tell
Get Upside. Getting cash back in your pocket, that is a guarantee through Get Upside. If you use the app, you are going to get cash back on the stuff you're already spending money on, and that's gas and food. Why would you leave money at the pump? You don't want to do that. Download Get Upside. It is completely free. It's in your app store, whether you have an iPhone or a Samsung or Android. It's there. It's totally free. Download takes less than a couple of minutes to be up and running. And when you download it, make sure you put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y is the promo code. That's going to get you extra savings on top of the savings you're already getting through the Get Upside app. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back in your pocket at the pump at over 500 gas stations around the city. Up to 35% cash back in your pocket at over 100 restaurants around the city of Houston. You're already spending this money. Why would you leave it at the pump or at the table? Don't do that. Download Get Upside. Put in promo code Barry. Get out there. Start getting your money back. I've been bragging about one of the listeners that has, I think it's Andre or Andrew, who's got $80 in cash back already through the app. Nope. He let me know. No, it's 90 now. He's approaching $100 cash back from the Get Upside app. Why are you leaving money at the pump? Download Get Upside, put in promo code Barry, start getting that cash back. These places want your business, and this cash back offers that you hear about Wendy's and Popeyes and Shell stations and the Exxons, that's only available through the Get Upside app, so make sure you download it. I want you to get that extra savings, so put in promo code Barry. My wife ended up getting 30 cents a gallon on her first fill-up back in her pocket because she used my promo code. So make sure you put in promo code Barry. Get that Get Upside app. Get that cash back. And when you see me, thank me later. And, guys, do not go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, I thought you were going to have lunch with James today.
Ugh. Don't get me started. He's being such a pain in the ass.
You should try being nice. Things have been really hard for him.
I know. It's just, he's suspicious all the time.
Gee, I wonder why.
You weren't complaining last night.
Was that stable boy?
No. But if you must know, I'm going riding later.
I bet you are. You need to be careful. You're going to get in trouble.
Isn't that kind of the idea?
An up-and-coming actress, Stormy Daniels, who made her comedic debut here in H-Town Wednesday night. According to, what we should say, Barry, sources.
Yes.
She was a little nervous.
A little nervous when she
did
stage.
Okay.
She did well. I heard that, you know, she told stories and she did okay. And I love the fact that somebody texted the show and was like, hey, Barry, I thought you were only featuring Houston comedians. I said Houston ties, and she was in Houston this week. So,
and I'm pretty sure she's been tied up a few times.
Wow.
Too, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's
that's
that.
Just part of that.
Are we doing this shot live on air?
I'm not.
Why aren't
I
you
didn't
doing
ask
the
for
shot?
One. I didn't ask for one.
Ah. Oh. No. Look at that.
You'll do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do two.
Since we wore the first
thank
one.
You for the fireball shot, my friend. Thank you for spilling it all over the equipment. Cheers to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Cheers. Get out here at the Kirby location on Twin Peaks where we're drinking and doing shots.
Good thing you don't have to do another show.
Yeah, the Blitz will be fun.
Yeah.
Thank you. God, that's so good.
Yeah, all about Sugarland.
I'm driving. That is delicious.
Barry's driving the bus. Next show. And by the way, yeah, the swing and a miss on the first shot that ended up all over us.
Hey, but he redeemed himself.
Yes,
he bought
very
another
well.
One.
Much appreciated. I'm telling you, tons of suspects all over the place. We really appreciate y'all coming out.
No doubt.
Always great to see the smiling faces and the people that make us all a part of the number one station in the city for sports.
Yep.
And
David Barron can suck it.
And top three in terms of all three of the top three shows in the city right here on the on the station.
What is so. This? You're the one that's
they're rolling in. My thank man. You, sir, as well. Your name?
Brad, thank you.
Brad. Brian?
Brian. Thank you,
Brian.
Brian.
Appreciate it.
So here's what happened.
They're lining them up.
Brian said, yeah, thank you. Brian said, he's the one that texted and said, I'm at the bar. I'm going to buy y'all a fireball shot.
Yep.
And I was like, well, it didn't happen. We didn't have any. So someone stole Brian's thunder and bought the shots for us and then spilled them on us. And then Brian's like, yo, that was my thing. At least you didn't spill them. Thank you.
Yeah, your thing versus Brian.
That is awesome.
He had his thing. Don't make it your thing. Make it another thing.
Stealing
because plenty
ice
of people
ideas.
Want the alcohol.
That was the Bree Berry of buying shots over there, just stealing ideas.
That's right.
And giving them to people. Appreciate you, Brian, man. Thank you so
yes,
much
thank
for the
you.
Shot.
So,
that's hilarious.
Like we're saying, lots of suspects in the building
yes.
taking care of us because we appreciate that. Jerry didn't do anything.
Yeah, Jerry said he's not buying
Jerry's
got to
get his eyebrows waxed at like 5.
Yeah.
So that's he won't be here long.
El Jefe, I think OU Mike is really David Barron. That's why he doesn't like y'all. I could see that. I could totally see that. I could definitely see that.
Yeah, no doubt. But Jefe was taking
just,
shots at us.
No, he didn't take shots.
No,
you,
earlier.
You read it wrong.
Earlier.
No, you read
did.
It wrong. You no, totally read it wrong.
I always do.
Okay.
Anything else you want to get in?
No, I was just catching us up on the social media stuff. I mean, figured you and Jerry are over here.
Jerry said that
having
hurt.
A conversation.
Said, Jerry said it hurt, and he said it hit him
just
in the wanna, sternum. I said it
you want to just take
belt.
A break? I mean, I can do it
no,
if you're going to hang out with
ahead.
Jerry.
I like hanging out with the peeps. It's not like you don't.
All right. Now it's weird.
What? Okay,
you guys
great.
Have made it weird.
Now, do you believe this? The Wall Street Journal came out with a story last night
okay.
that the whole Kaepernick and Reed settlement on the collusion lawsuit, which we initially were getting numbers of being in the upwards of 50 to 60
oh,
mil.
No. I heard 80 at one point.
As high as 80.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now combined could be less than 10, not including legal fees. So now it comes down to which story do you believe? Whose sources are more accurate? I just got to believe from a league standpoint with all the owners and all they had to lose and all they were worried about with all of this, I got to believe it was more than 10 mil.
I'm with you. I feel like 10 mil. Now, you said 10 mil before lawyer fees, so they wouldn't even see
that's
the 10
right.
mil. They
that,
would.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's the case.
They're splitting about 7.
Yeah, I don't feel like that would
I don't
be the
think
case
so
at all.
Either.
I don't know where they did they say the source?
Wall Street Journal did not give up their sources,
yeah.
but obviously if it makes the Wall Street Journal, that has to have some credibility because they will be challenged on things as a big publication.
Right.
But at the same time, I just think the owners had too much to lose. I think that number seems low to me.
I was having this conversation with J-Row at the barbershop about this because somebody had asked me while I was there, how much did Colin Kaepernick get? And I was like, you know what? I don't know. There's reports of 50 to 60 to 80 million. J-Row said he had a friend in the league that worked in the league office, like down the hall from Roger Goodell, and said that when you think about how much money each of these teams has, that for them to throw in a couple of million per team to make this go away completely made sense. So if you take 32 and multiply it by 2 million, that's $64 million right there. Every team spends $2 million to make this go away.
There, in a nutshell, is my point.
That's probably easy money to them. That's nothing.
That's what
them.
I was talking about. When you talk about all the owners and all how uptight they got about, even with the whole kneeling and everything else, and what it was taken out of their pocketbooks in terms of the popularity right. and the shine on the shield. With all that being said, and what you just said, I'm totally in agreement. I was not even going to blink an eye if you said it was between $50, $60 million, because to them it's worth it. Split 32 ways, and you realize that it goes away
yeah.
as opposed to becoming continuing to be a blemish on the image of the league. I think every owner would be for that.
Yeah, because $10 million divided amongst 32 teams is nothing.
And so they would have said that, go ahead. And they would have laughed all the way to the bank to yeah. take out the money.
Yeah, and I don't know that Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid settle based on that amount, knowing what the league makes and how much is. And here's the reason why they said that the number was upwards of $60 million, and it has to do with your Packers.
Because of the public
Because
ownership.
They're public. They yeah. have to show their books.
Yep.
And so when you see
out.
Yeah, yep. so when you see the money that's being spent, now maybe that's the Wall Street Journal source, and that's what it really is. I just have a hard time believing that. But
well,
that was that's what that J-Rose source said, was that basically – you can see on the books of the Packers where their money goes.
Let me throw this at you,
and
then
every team
splits
that.
This is something to take into consideration as well.
Okay.
When they do the money distribution, we all know that there are ways to deflect that. So they could say and put it under a line item, part of it, that says it was for this, that, or the other thing, right?
Yep.
But then they could also then allocate it differently, split it all up and go, put this under your general marketing fund, put this under your, so then when the Packers books comes out, they don't look like, man, as a league we really paid
that's a good point.
That's why I wouldn't even take that
just kind of move money around a little bit.
The only way we're going to find out is if one of the two guys come out and say it,
but you know when this was done and they got their
settlement,
there's
a hush-hush, right?
That there was a
confidentiality agreement.
Yeah, there was
right.
there was
so that's
CA
what I'm saying,
sure.
And Reed is at least still playing. Kaepernick, yep. We keep hearing he might try it again, but based on what he was making in the upwards of $12 million before he actually started all of this, when he stepped away a little bit, the fact of the matter is, yep. is that you would think that with him walking away and looking for in going through all this, he probably looks for a little bit of a security in getting something out of it that's going to last for him. I don't think he, his lawyers, or any of his financial advisors or otherwise would have said, yeah, you should do this deal for less than $10 mil.
Yeah, I'm with you. That would make sense. By the way, there's a big upset today. UC Irvine took out Kansas State.
That is big.
70-64. Yeah.
Wow.
70-64.
That's crazy.
I'm trying to remember. Was that one of the ones Jerry Bowe said he was big on? Was UC Irvine?
I don't know.
I know he was high on one of those.
He was at least basing it on the spreads. I told you before this game, I told everybody before the brackets, Buffalo is a team that you should not sleep on because, yeah, they're just Buffalo, but they're a good team. And the ironic thing is Bobby Hurley coached Buffalo until he left for Arizona State. Right now, Buffalo is up 5 against Arizona State in the first half. Buffalo is a good basketball team, gang.
Tech won 72-57, beat Northern Kentucky.
They are good.
Yep. And like you said, right now Buffalo up 25-19 over Arizona State. Virginia hanging in against Gardner-Webb 47-41. With about 12 and a half minutes left in that.
Because all you got to do is ask Mike Francesca. A 16's never beat a 1.
Never
so
happened.
They're not vulnerable.
Tennessee up 66-60 on Colgate.
That's closer than it should be.
And then Houston and Georgia State tip off at 6:20 Central Time.
And I believe Wisconsin and Oregon are tonight, too,
no
early
one cares.
Evening.
So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see that one. Thanks. I already told you they're going to lose, but I want to see them because
I feel
Oregon
like you
is
do
the
that
hot
on
team.
Purpose, though. You don't fool me with that. You do the
old,
they're going to lose to do the reverse.
Go look at my bracket.
Where's your bracket?
Normally,
at?
I don't bet against them. This year, I'm pretty confident that Oregon's going to beat Wisconsin because I bet against them.
Let's see. Let me see your bracket. I'm going to go look at the break.
Please,
we're going to call you out. This is the Gal
Wait,
Media
you're going to call me out?
What?
Never.
Done that. Not
Stop
on air.
Stop it. That's never going to happen.
What's your bracket name? Point blank range.
Yep.
Got it. Oh, you and I are tied now. I had you. I was beating you when the show started.
The gap has closed.
This is not good.
No.
You and I both have 130 points.
You want to put 100 on this going forward?
Nope.
No.
Okay. I don't think so.
All right. Just checking.
No way.
Just checking. All right.
Let's see what you
have. A lot
have
of eyebrow plucking could go into that $100, Jerry. See, oh, 10 sessions. 10
really
bucks a session at Costco.
Oregon.
I did. Yeah. I told you that. I just don't believe in the Badgers this year.
Okay.
So we'll see. All right, we're going to continue to go. We got one segment to go in the big show, but you're not done, my friend, because after this one segment, Barry will be in with Fred on the Blitz till 7. Stop by and see him right here, 59 and Kirby. It is the Twin Peaks location for the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. That's our team. Step inside the party, disrupt the whole scene. When it comes to beats, well, I'm on beat. I like my sugar with coffee and green.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Speaking of hot, hey! I'm here. Everybody's having some fun at the Usual Suspects party right here at Twin Peaks, 59 and Kirby. And if you just want the after party will be the Blitz. It'll be Fred. It'll be Barry. It'll be Tyler, I think.
You know what sucks is I was like, ooh, I can't wait to get off work and go. And then I was like, damn it, I still got another 3 hours.
Yes, you do, sir. I see you knocking down all these shots going, well, the final 3 hours may be interesting.
I'm not doing any more shots. I'm done. No more shots.
Good thing you don't have a comedy show to do tonight.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is no more. I still got to drive to Seabrook and do another show. I'm not. No more shots for daddy. I am out on shots.
And the way to get there has not exactly been paved for you
yet. Yeah, Pink Valkyrie just showed me a picture breaking news. The fires are back in Deer Park. They're back.
Tell Catherine Whaley. Yeah, time for some selfies.
Catherine Whaley's on her way to take a picture in front of the fire. Guys, check it out. I got new eyelashes. Well, that's good.
Breaking news. Fire's back. Look at me.
Yeah.
The Catherine Whaley selfies was a thing today, if you missed it. I wanted to ask you one thing about last night that we didn't cover yet, because I don't think it should have been a big deal and people were trying to make it a big deal.
Okay.
But in the Michigan State game last night, Tom Izzo was not happy with one of his freshman players. As they came off the court, he was screaming at him. He was pointing at him.
Yes.
They got into the huddle, and to the kid's credit, when he had a point to make, he screamed back a little bit. Eventually, it was the two were separated by other players. The bottom line is, why is this a big deal? I understand it if he lays hands on a player, if he, you know, physically grabs. I saw it the other night in the Prairie View A&M game.
Yeah.
The coach got mad at one of his players and literally gave him a little shoulder chicken wing.
Okay.
And out of the timeout, the kid came out and rambled off like 12 points and really led the team to victory. My thing is, this is Tom Izzo, and he's coaching to win a basketball game.
Yep.
And if you didn't think that when you signed up for this, that he wasn't going to be intense, that he wasn't going to be a stickler for details, especially in the NCAA tournament, then you are at the wrong program, and this shouldn't even be a big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's being blown out of proportion. He didn't grab the kid by the shirt and shake him. He didn't touch the kid.
Right.
He pointed at him, probably told him to get his bleep together.
Yeah, he might have cussed.
Probably yelled at him. I mean, obviously yelled at him. But who cares? This is sports. This isn't, you know, that dude's not playing on a team in the library. This is basketball. This is, and Izzo even said, look, we're one and done in this tournament.
Yes.
Get your stuff together and start playing like it. I have no problem with it. I feel like, and I hate to sound like an old man, but, dude, if that bothers you, you're soft, and you're probably too young, and you just need to get out of sports.
And if you're a media outlet, you're looking to stir things up to make this a story. I give Izzo credit because he said, absolutely, I don't apologize. And it's one thing if it's during the course of the season when you're just getting started. But if a kid doesn't get back, there's no time for my bads because it is your bad. But what your bad is doing is it could cost the rest of your team a chance to move on in the NCAA tournament
yeah.
and achieve other things. So Izzo was in the right. The media outlets trying to blow this thing up are in the wrong, and you're right. If the kid doesn't like it or his parents don't like it, then you should have known what you were signing up for, and you should have gone to play for a different coach that probably would have been a lot softer and handled you with kid gloves.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, so if Nick dumps me, okay, but it's the pussification of sports.
You're right.
That's what's happening. I mean, it's everybody is getting so sensitive, and it's like, I mean, just if your coach yells, do you realize that when I played – Pop Warner football. Like, our coaches would grab us by the face
absolutely.
Mask.
Absolutely.
And shake us.
Yep.
And I'm 8. I'm 9. And my dad was a coach, and he would shake the crap out of us.
Or they like, would what? Take both hands and slap it on your shoulder pads as a wake-up call. They go, come on.
Or slap me on the helmet. Like, I would get a concussion. But
well, nowadays, like, people would check for it.
But now, like, oh, you got yelled at. Oh, my feelings are hurt. Like, and you know what? And we don't even know if the player had a problem with it. Now, you can see in the huddle that people were trying to get him to shut up, and they were trying to get Izzo to sit down and not fire back and just keep coaching. At the end of the day, unless the player comes out and says, that really upset me, I think everybody's making a big deal out of it for no reason. So what, he yelled. Get over it.
And I think whether the actual –
Go be – Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Aaron Henry is the player. He's a freshman.
Yeah.
And when they were getting all the feedback and interviewing Cassius Winston, their star player who had to separate them, he said, I just felt at the moment I could get the message to Henry better than Coach, but the fact of the matter is the yelling approach wasn't working at the moment, so I just asked Coach what he wanted me to tell him, and I did it. But previously to that, he said, I've heard worse from him. And I've gotten worse in practice before. That's what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
When you're making these visits, when you think you're the big man on campus and you're making a decision on where you're going to play, that's the time that you should be having these kind of conversations.
Yeah.
Because you already know going in, this man is a legend. He's going into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And his track record in this tournament is unbelievably good.
Now, I will say that if you tried to make the same argument with Bobby Knight and you're like, well, you know what you're getting into – Bobby Knight would physically assault his
and
players.
And mentally. I told you stories about leaving trays of crap with tinfoil in your locker, and when you open it saying, that's what you played like last night.
Yeah.
That's mental abuse as well as the physical. And he's done the physical as well. We saw it.
Somebody did say, do you remember the whistle slap on the helmet? That was the worst. How loud that sounded? Oh, yeah. That sucked. Somebody said, by the way, Whaley selfie report. The ITC tanks have reignited. Yep, we mentioned that. Hey, Barry, please don't screw up Friday on the Blitz. That's from Donna.
All people, Donna?
Yeah. She doesn't want me to mess it up. I get it. This is a lot of pressure on me.
You're fine.
I'm going to – it's a lot of pressure.
I'm going to be listening just to the open. Don't screw that up.
I feel like I should write it down and rehearse it. I just don't have time. I don't know what I'm going to say. Because he always opens with something about what's going on.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just be like, it's March Madness, a lot of upsets.
Talk about the fact that we're not screaming at each other in a huddle, but we're ready to go on the Blitz.
I could do that.
Something like that, yeah.
By the way, JC said, JC from Mid-County said he loves the Get Upside app. Send a picture of how much he's got back.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. $212.54 from Get Upside. Well, JC, you're the new leader in the clubhouse. I'll be using that as an example.
That's fantastic.
Of why you download Get Upside. That, I'm not even near that.
But you'll get there.
Yeah, well, eventually.
No doubt about it. So, you going to be all right for the next 3 hours?
Yeah.
You're not going to have a producer on site if things continue the way they're going. The way Tyler's been
over here
inhaling
drinking.
Things. Yeah. But other than that, hey, you've
Tyler,
got
you
good,
good
people
buddy?
Around you.
You already buzzed a little?
Yeah.
You tore up that tater tot casserole like it was nothing.
That's not all you
it
tore
It looked
up.
Amazing, dude. It had the egg on top with the cheese and the tater tots. I was all about that. I didn't know that existed.
See, I'm trying not to have to use the facilities, so I didn't eat the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think if you only ate half, you wouldn't have to poop? That's not
You don't
a,
believe yeah. that Bucky-style bathroom
No, that,
the,
like that entire thing is a gut bomb.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
okay.
good.
Okay.
I got the flavor, you know.
Yeah. Are you worried about them
it
taking care of the facilities or are you blowing
good.
It up?
Both.
Oh, okay. Good. At least you're honest about that as well.
All right.
Because it seems like a very clean establishment. We love the people at Twin Peaks, and we're going to be back at two other locations next week.
Liebeschock wants to know if I got screamed at for the half-court hook shot.
I thought about that. I really did. I did.
No, but I did get benched, and I was never allowed to go back in a meaningful month. At that point, it was all garbage minutes for me after that. After the three-point hook shot, It was all garbage minutes after that. So, nope. I never got screamed at, but I was never looked at quite the same again. And rightfully so.
And I got to tell you, if you didn't like Tom Izzo and what he did, then the guys I play basketball with, they yell more than coaches. And one of them happens to be on site, and he thinks he can do no wrong, and he can yell at anybody, and that's never a problem. And those are the kind of things that you deal with on a daily basis when you think you're better than everybody else. So, I mean, you
no
deal with it on the court. My
about.
Friend Ty is here.
Okay,
he does this on a daily. It's okay. The regular, and he thinks everybody should accept it. He should have been punched in the mouth several times already because of the fact that he screams at everyone. But it's going to happen. What my point is, it's going to happen the rest of your life, whether you're an adult
yes.
or a college player. Get used to it, man.
Yep.
You're right. Whether you call it the P word or the wussification, it's definitely the wussification of sports.
Indeed.
Now Ty wants to go out and fight. So we're going to be in the parking lot.
Have fun. Yeah,
White Magic's on hold. He's coming by. He's going to get in on this, too. All right, you got 3 hours to go.
Yay.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
The Blitz is next. Hey, for Barry and myself, Nick, and, of course, Tyler, y'all have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Stay tuned. Fred is going to be stepping in next. It's right here on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.